chance back in studio. It's Valley Heights Mustangs with the chance here to win the state championship here in Class 2A. They also take on Ellenwood, who has a chance here to win at Class 2A. They are 46-0 on the season. First time in school history. The first time in school history also going to the state championship game. Their best finish up to this point was fourth place. They've done it a couple times. They did it back to 2021. They did it last season as well. Over on the other side of the court, again, primarily focusing our play-by-play here on Jefferson County North, as they are in the third-place match against Hillsboro Trojans, JCN. They just lost to Ellenwood by a final score in two sets, 25-10 and 25-14. JCN has a chance here to play for the third place here in Class 2A. This is the fifth state trip under David Schuler, the 21st overall trip in school history. They have not had a state championship since 86. That'll continue here, but they do have a chance here to add a third place finish in this state tournament. Their lone senior, Riley Thompson, the 5'7" senior, would love to have that be the ending she gets. She had a really good game against Ellenwood, by the way. She had 4 kills in set one. 4 kills also in set two. Taylor Strick also did some good work. We got to see Karina Johnson, though, step up, as well as Lindsay Martin here. If JCN wants that chance and opportunity, a couple more players are involved with the ability there to take on and beat Hillsboro in the third place match. We just saw how good Hillsboro was. They played pretty tight there against Valley Heights. They only lost 25-21, 25-18. So they're going to be out there, and they're going to be trying to do their best. They got a great head coach, 22nd year for Sandy Arnold. She has 652 wins in her career. She's had an incredible tenure so far in her 22 years. She's taken 5 total state titles in her time, 18 total state trips. She is an incredible head coach. Right now, she wants to add a third-place finish to end this season with a lot of great seniors on her team with Volk and Ratzloff, who are both over 1,000 career kills players. Also, Kelly Joust, someone who's also been really great on this year, the 4-year starter. So, again, a lot of seniors here for Hillsboro that want to send it off here with some fireworks. Kelly Thompson, though, the lone senior for JCN, who wants to send it off here with a crown of flowers. See if JCN can do it in the third-place match. But, again, we'll also have Valley Heights Mustangs and Ellenwood Eagles for the 2A State Championship. More coverage and first serve continues right after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roast, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Citizens State Bank,
with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 103.9 KMZ. I'm Brendan Proffitt. Chance back in studio. We're live down here at United Wireless Arena for Class 2A State Volleyball. Again, we have had already a bunch of state finishers and concluders. Of course, at 3A, we had earlier this morning Silver Lake beat Holton in straight sets to win a state title this season. Holton finishing as the runner-up, but also earlier this morning down here at Dodge City, we had Centralia finish as the runner-up. They lost in straight sets against Little River. And then in Class 1A, Division 2 at Emporia with Jake Spalding, you had Axel play fourth. Lynn play second as the runner-up in Class 1A, Division 2. And then the Hanover Wildcats win the state championship. But we still have yet to decide a championship winner here. Down at Dodge City, Kansas, at United Wireless Stadium, Valley Heights and Ellenwood in the Class 2A Championship. It's the Jefferson County North Chargers against the Hillsboro Trojans in the third-place match. We talked about it once. I mean, it might as well be a broken record about it. Ellenwood, it's their first time ever in program history being a state championship game. Their highest placement up to this point in the state tournament was fourth place. And again, this is their sixth total state appearance, but it's their second straight season here in the state tournament. They're a team that's hungry. They're a program that's hungry. They're an alumni that's hungry. They want to come out. They want to dominate here. The Valley Heights team, they want to secure that first ever program state championship and improve to an undefeated 47-0 record. But for Valley Heights, they want to post their first state championship since 2001. They lost last year to Maranatha in two sets, 25-23 and 25-19 in the state title match. They finished up as the runner-up last season. Valley Heights returns for a chance here against another 2A opponent in Ellenwood. They have a great head coach in Susan Steinfort, who's a member of that first ever state championship team for Valley Heights, 1992. Your students love to be the one who has the third ever Valley Heights championship under the books for the Mustangs. But Jefferson County North Chargers, terrific head coach and David Schuler. They haven't had a state championship since 86, so it's going to be another year now since they're in the third place match. But we have the chance to still get a top finish here in the state at third place. They've had a great program. JCM's always been great. Florida, one of the top teams, kind of year in, year out, here in the Northeast Kansas League. David Schuler, this is fifth state trip. It's the 21st total in school history. This is a team that went back to back multiple years, 75, 76, and class 3, 85, and 86. That last year that they won the state title. And just as a reminder, JCM lost to Ellenwood in the semifinal, 25-10, 25-14. Valley Heights, they dominated over Hillsboro, 25-21, and 25-18. Which, by the way, Valley Heights actually had lost against Hillsboro earlier in the season in regionals. In regionals, they had lost against Hillsboro, 25-16, 25-20. They took that chip on their shoulder. They took that little bit of a competitive edge. They took it into that matchup. They put a beat down on Hillsboro, and now they match up here against the undefeated 46-0, number one team in the state, Ellenwood Eagles on the left side of the court. So again, we're giving you play-by-play action on both sides. We're going to have a primarily focus on the third place match between JCN and Hillsboro. But for the state title in Class 2A, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs, the number 16 in this tournament. And they take on the number one seed, the Ellenwood Eagles. For the state title of 2A, Jefferson County North on the other side here to my right. They're the second seed. They will play for the third place match here in the Hillsboro Trojans. JCM head coach by David Schuler, Hillsboro head coach by Sandy Arnold, their 22nd year. Valley Heights Mustangs head coach by Susan Steinbrook, and the Ellenwood Eagles head coach by Fred Maxwell. Only over here on Saturday for the JCM Chargers game. JCN, Ira Weiser, Lynn Blattner, Karina Johnson, Lindsey Martin, Annalie Bell, and Taylor Strick. We'll see all of them on the court for JCN and for our locals from Valley Heights. We'll see Josie Parker, Ava Smith, Krista Porter, Mia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Avery Stevenson, all there on the starting lineup. The libero from Valley Heights representing number 41 in Tegan Spoons, the 5'6" sophomore libero. As for the JCN Chargers, they're very similar, 35, Blakeson Kramer. So with all that being said, let's start here. Both the state championship and the third place match. We're calling both games. Go ahead, Mustangs taking on the Ellenwood Eagles. The Class 2A title. Versus County Chargers and Hillsboro Trojans taking each other on to the 2A third place match. It all begins here on 103.9 KNZA. I'm going to drop it. Back in studio is Chance, and you can hear the crowd, you can hear the fields. It's exactly what it was a couple hours ago when it was Little River in Centralia on the left and Quinter in South Gray on the right. Big crowd, lots of energy, lots of noise, lots of costumes still. Love to see that, by the way. JCN still with the hot dogs and the Lorax people. Awesome to see. We love it. Big crowd. This is state energy. This is state volleyball. And here it continues the MSC Sports here. Another first serve. Both sides nearly on the way. Valley Heights will serve first against Ellenwood. That'll be Mia Vermitten and serving first. Against Jason and Hillsboro. It'll be Quinn Blattner. Both number 10 on both sides of the court here serving for their respective teams. Valley Heights against Ellenwood for the state championship game in 2A. Jason and Hillsboro. On to the right, the third place match, and here we get going. Both serves here, two starts. As I mentioned, Ben Blattner for JCN, the 5'4" junior, here to start the serve. She gets it and puts it long and deep, and that is a hitting as your service there for GCM to start the match. They're down 1-0 early against Hillsboro. At Valley Heights, they start early 1-0 over Ellenwood. Hillsboro's there up 1-0 over GCM. Off the serve, Bell's going to set up the far side on Trick, and Trick a kill! Trick, she had a phenomenal game against Ellenwood. 5 kills, a block. Here she continues that here. 1-1, JCN Hillsboro. Up front, Hillsboro's thing from the right side. The right just flushed it. Oh, they're going to get a kill. There's Taylor, Reese Dirksen, I believe, on the kill shot. Hillsboro Trojan. Back to serve is Hillsboro. It's Daisy Klein, the junior. And that's an ace for Daisy Klein. Hillsboro up 2-1 over JCM in the third place match. Ellenwood is tied with Ellenwood in the state championship game, 2-2. And that is a service error here from Hillsboro on Daisy Klein. She just had the ace. Now both scores are tied 2-2. JCM with it now. It's Emily Hernandez, a 5'4" sophomore, back to serve it up. She dishes it across for JCM. Hillsboro with it. Left side coming up is Ratcliffe. And that spot nearly put down. Three ball gets sent back over by Bell. Here's Hillsboro handling. Ratcliffe, another chance. She puts it over. JCM scrambling with it. They get it over on a deep step by Bell. And here's Ratcliffe one more time. And it is on the back row. So Hillsboro, the Trojans now, 4-2. Hillsboro up against JCN. Ellenwood in the state championship game up 4-2 over Valley Heights. Coming back to serve for Hillsboro, Maren Reed, the senior, looking to sell this one here to the Chargers. Then she does, close serve, down the middle aisle. Bell setting up Karina Johnson. She couldn't find a kill in that game against Ellenwood. Hit her one there, couldn't get it though. They're battling back and forth. Hillsboro, JCN, do at the front of the net. Bell setting up in the middle. Finesse tap there by Karina Johnson. But Hillsboro keeps it alive. Here's a chance for a good setup. Bell, JCN, deep set, and the point from Lindsey Martin. Lindsey Martin, the deep set push. JCN now down by one in the third place match against Hillsboro, 4-3. Here in Class 2A, JCM retakes over here on the service. Taylor Strick back to dish it. Ellenwood up by 1-43 over Valley Heights in that first set in the state championship game. And nearly an ace, and yes, it is here for Taylor Strick and JCM and company. Taylor Strick. He's got a handful of aces here in the state tournament so far. It's tied 4-4 between JCM and Hillsboro. The third place 2A match. Strick, here's another one. It's a low liner that dives right up in front of the Maya Wirth, the junior libero. And JCF is being down 4-2. They score 3 straight. They're now up 5-4. Back-to-back aces now for the first time in the state tournament for Taylor Strick. And she has the hat trick. Here's the next serve. It picks up well in the front of the net. Ratcliffe on a diagonal spot. Couldn't get it put down. And a backward set there by Sally Thompson. She turns around and covers her mouth, goes, "That's my bad." As a point for Hillsboro, we're tied at 5-5. Set one, this first place match is 2A. Ellenwood and Valley Heights, they're also tied at 5-5. So both points here are tied 5-5. Championship between Ellenwood and Valley Heights, and third place between JCN and Hillsboro. Deflection here, block on the right side. Ellenwood, big block up front. Leading that charge in command for the Trojans was Ella Potacek. She missed her first 7 games this season. She has come back and been a strong assister here for the team. The 1,500 assists for her. Here, Lindsey Martin looking to tap that back wide, and she does. Nicely placed on the kill for Lindsey Martin. JCM retakes, ties it 6-6 here. in set one of the third place match. Kyle Weiser trying to serve. JCN, they're trying to return it via the spike. Here's Victoria Jones with Lua Vogt. I see her name quite a lot here. Thompson sending it back over to JCN. JCN with it. Schrick, Bell, short set. Back to Hillsborough. They set back up left side. Vogt, and she's got the kill. Mitchell sees Vogt probably a lot. That time you see with the kill on your side. I commit to KU. Multi state winners are swimming here in the state of Kansas. Over 1,000 career kills. Hillsborough takes the lead. 7-6. They swim ahead. Deep serve over to JCN. Bell. And Lakin Kramer is going to have to send the free ball over for JCN. She does. JCN stuck on the side for reflection. And a kill on the strong side. Ratcliffe, the second kill to set. Hillsborough now up 8-6, but right now the scoreboard does show 7-6. I think it might miss a point here for Hillsborough, but nonetheless, here's the serve back to JCN. Bell sitting right in front of Riley Thompson. It's deflected right back to her. Taylor right in front. Deep set. Back push from Bell. Going through and through behind the 10-foot line. Ratcliffe. Let you go on with it. No! Dropping a dime there on the back line. Hillsborough. Up right now. 9-6. It says 8-6 here on the scoreboard. And now the official calls the official timeout. Head coach Sandy Arnold recognized the score issue, and here she goes over and will check it. So Hillsborough should be 9-6 over JCN. Why'd they get that official checked here? And set number one in the third place match. We'll turn our attention here to the state championship game. Elmwood down Heights. Elmwood up by 2. 9-7 in set number one. Set up for Tessa Biggin for Valley Heights. Deflected off the rocky top. Elmwood a chance here. Setting up on the left, Maxwell. Picked up. Ava Smith in the back row on the dig. Free ball has to be set over. Paige Miller does so. It's deep. Here's another chance for Maxwell down the middle. Ava Smith the back row. Dig. A nice one again. And here, keeping it in between the antennas, Mia Vermitten. As Valley Heights sends it back over. And a kill put down by Ellenwood. Makes it 10-7. Ellenwood leading set one here, 10-7 over Valley Heights. And the correction was made here in the Hillsborough and Jefferson County North game. Hillsborough is up 9-6. Hillsborough has it up in the front row. Back setting out to the left. Deflection back to Hillsborough. JCN gets the point. As Lauren Vogt goes long with the deep set to the right side. And here it looks like Elmwood forces Valley Heights to call a timeout. They're up 11-7. Up by 4 in set 1. Here's JCN down by 2, 9-7. In set 1 against Hillsborough, the third place match. It looks like an ace. No, oh, they're going to stay fairly out on the serve from JCN. That makes it now 10-7. Ribeiro Meyerwerth Jr. for 1,700 career dig here on the serve, and she drops the dime for an ace. It's now 11-7. Both scores here 11-7. Both teams looking for a fill-up. Valley Heights down by 4. JCN down by 4. JCN in the third place match. Here JCN is able to receive the serve. Weiser, diagonal spike, and perfectly on the line. Working left to right, a little shifty with it. It was Weiser. 11-8. Jason Ward down by 3. Weiser sends over the screen after the kill. Near deflection, right back to Vogt in the company of Hillsborough. Bell with JCN setting up Schrick. Nice dig in the back from Hillsborough. And JCN sends it under the net on their own side. Hillsborough gets the point. It's now 12-8. 4-point lead here for Hillsborough in set one, a third place match. And Elmwood only hanging on by 3 in the first set of the state championship match. They still put down from Ellenwood. Ayla Ritchie. It's now 12-8 Ellenwood. In the state championship game, but here Hillsborough up 12-8 to JCN. In the third place game, Hillsborough with it. They send it back over on a free ball. Here's an opportunity for JCN. Bell in the middle. Weiser deflected right back here to Hillsborough's side, though. Making a quick rebound on it. And a big block up front. JCN, they're keeping it on the Hillsborough side. And somehow a dig puts the ball back over for JCN. Free ball by Schrick. Here's a chance for a spiking kill for Rastoff. And she puts it down. What incredible hustle by both sides, especially here the Trojans. That save is tremendous in the front row from the near Trojan bench side. Those are now 13-8 over JCN. Greg trying to put down the spike. Handled in the back row by Worth. And here another kill by Ratchis. He's got now back-to-back. Wondering when JCN might just call that first time out. And David Schuler will do so. So right as I mentioned it, it comes in company. Schuler calls the timeout. He feels the momentum. JCN down by 6, 14-8 here to Hillsborough. And set number 1 in the third place match. Let's transition here over to the championship game where it is also 14-8. Not sure why both teams are parroting each other. Stops being a copycat. That's Ellenwood, who's right now up 14-8. And now only up 14-9 as Via Vermitten puts down the kill. Lieberman after the kill, back behind the service line. Right-hand server for Valley Heights. Pops it across. Down the front, set up, and kill. Put away by Ellenwood, Kimber Moore. Got a tremendous game against Jefferson County and North with 5 kills in set 1 and 3 kills in set 2. 8 kills total and 2 blocks in that semifinal. 15-9. Unwood up by 6 to the Valley Heights. Here's Ava Smith, and she goes out of play. It's now 16-9. Ellenwood Valley Heights in the state championship game, set 1. We continue up this timeout here on the third place match. Rick putting down a kill shot. Huge there for Taylor Schrick. The second kill of this set, or fourth point of the set as well. JCN down 14-8 to Hillsborough in the third place match. Chargers have to serve. It's a low liner. Reball's got to get sent over. And unfortunate tap there by Weiser. She had to let that ball go a little bit in that front row before she got a hand on it. Hillsborough, they're up now 15-8. After the David Schuler timeout, the Chargers looking to secure the third place match in the state tournament in Class 2A. Here's Greta Johnston. Nice dig in the back row by Worth for Hillsborough. And Ratcliffe again putting down another kill. 5 kills in the set and match so far for Ratcliffe. The senior with well over 1,000 career kills. She's been fanatic here in the state tournament so far. And be here for this Hillsborough run. And Karina Johnson puts the shelter in for herself and gets a kill on the board. And it's in big time fashion. That's their first kill of the set and match. They stand down by 7, 16-9 by the Hillsborough Trojans. Ellenwood leads over Valley Heights 18-10 in the first set in the state championship. Jason, look at here. Up front, big block. That again is Rasmus. There's been no answer for the senior here on the left side of the net. JCN have not been able to shoot her down. She has been incredible here in this early going. Hogan serves over by Hillsborough. JCN on the receiving side. Back set. Schrick, big shot! But just the touch outside to the left. Went diagonal with it. Couldn't find the line. It's now 18-9. Hillsborough leading over Jefferson County North. And another timeout taken by David Schuler and company of JCN. Hillsborough 18. The Chargers of Jefferson North 9 in set 1 in a third place match. And here, turning our attention back over here to the state championship game, Valley Heights and Ellenwood. Right now, Valley Heights with it. Paige Miller setting up Ava Smith and a block up front. No, it's kept alive. Valley Heights is boomed. What a save. Now Ellenwood, here's another try. This time they secure it. With a spiking kill from Tindall Moore. Ellenwood now 20 11 over Valley Heights. They lead by 9. Now back to serve. It's Kendall Moore who just had the kill, and she sends it into the net for the service error. That's now 20-12. Valley Heights down by 8. The first set of the state championship in Class 2A. Refocusing our attention here to the third place match in Class 2A between JCN and Hillsboro. Hillsboro with it at the front of the net, left side, Ratcliffe. Does she find the line again? Yes, she does. I don't know if Ratcliffe can be stopped. She's like a well-oiled machine, just continuing to run. 6 kills in a block in this set. She's got 7 total points. JCN just hasn't shut her down yet. And they will have to if they want a chance. Win this third-place match. Hillsboro 19, JCN 10. A near 8th put down by Hillsboro. Emery Hernandez sends the dig across over to Hillsboro. And there the Trojans. They look to go long behind the backcourt line. They do. It's on 19-11. Michigan down by 8 in a third-place match. Ellenwood now 3 points away from securing set 1 against Valley Heights, 22-13. As right now here, Ellenwood has the serve against them. 3 points away from set point in the state championship game. JCN dropping a dime in the back line for the 8th. Back there is Taylor Strick. Taylor Strick, she has 3 aces in this set alone. Absolutely incredible work there. For the 5'8" junior, nearly puts another ace. Hillsboro, nice little tap across. It's back here to Hillsboro. Deflects at the top of the net. Battle at the tape. And here, Riley Thompson, really, she nearly puts down a spike for JCN. Wraps up another chance over the double block. She goes. JCN, Lindsey Martin sets up Thompson for the kill. Now it is 19-13. JCN has rattled off now 3 straight points. Second a 6-point game in the third place match in set 1. Valley Heights are making it close. They're only down by 7 now. He's down 22-15 in the first set. The state championship, and Taylor Strick here is service airing. Or JCN, they make it 20-13. Hillsboro ahead by JCN by a touchdown. Here's the serve to Jefferson North. They receive in the back row by Strick. Ed Johnson up front right now, back to Hillsboro. Big slam, and it doesn't matter. They get JCN in the net. They called out Lindsey Martin. Official showing up number 2 on one hand, number 2 on the other. It's 21-13. Hillsboro up by 8 now. Service back across. Jason with it. It's Bell. Thompson. Diagonal spike. Picked up. Short court. Now it's going to be a free ball sent over. Bell. Quick set in the middle. And Karina Johnson misses the target. It's 22-13, Hillsboro over JCN in the third place match. Right now, coming in a timeout, Valley Heights and Ellenwood. Ellenwood used it. Now we have 22-16 over Valley Heights. Valley Heights has scored 4 of the last 6 now against Ellenwood. But here back to Hillsboro's side, a spike and a kill down by Lauren Vogt. And the Hillsboro Trojans, their second kill of the set. Hillsboro up 23-13, a 10-point lead here now in the set. Looking to secure set 1 here over JC in the third place match in Class 2A. Riley Thompson, a huge rip and strike for Riley Thompson. The first kill of the set and match. Hillsboro 23-24 now. That's the point from JCN. It's Yale here by 9. Goes over by Johnson from the Chargers. Set up in the middle for the Trojan. JCN now with it. Here's Riley Thompson over the top of the double block. There's there a chance upside of Bo ripping it straight through contact, and she gets the kill. Bo, the senior, 3 kills down the set. Hillsboro is on set point 24-14. And Ellenwood just secured set 1 against Valley Heights. 25-16. They were up 1 point, 20-12. They got it 22-16. That one comes with the last 3 points there to secure that set one against Valley Heights. This is their first state championship in program history. Is Ellenwood Eagles. You're back there in the third place match, though. Hillsboro sending a free ball over to JC in the handle. And a nice dig by Bell. And then a free ball sent over by Lincoln Kramer, the libero. Deep side, looking for the kill is Volk. He goes far too long, though. JCN gets the point. It's still 24-14. Match point. Not match point. Set point. Here in set one for Hillsboro. Over Jefferson County North. 24-15. Over his lead. Looking for the kill to end it. JCN defends it well. Here's Riley Thompson. And he keeps it going here for JCN. Thompson, back-to-back big spike. And a couple more of those clutch hits here to get JCN from behind. Down only by 8, 24-60. In the front court now, looking left side. Spike between the wickets. As Lauren Boat goes off the interior hand of Lyra Weiser. 4 kills in that set for Lauren Boat, the senior. And Hillsboro secures set one in the third place match in class 2A in volleyball. State tournament play down here in Dodge City, 25-16 here over the JCN Chargers. The Valley Heights down one in the match. They lost set 125-16 to Ellenwood. Ellenwood looking to capture the state title right now. Hillsboro looking to capture the third place match. They won set one, 25-16. Man, both these teams have played very similar on both sides of the court. I mean, there were points in both of those matches where it was the exact same score the longest time. It stayed nearly the exact same score for the longest time. Not sure why both teams are copying each other's homework, but I'd probably start doing your own work. Valley Heights, they're down their match by one. JCN, they are the same. Valley Heights, they just stepped back on the court. They took an early 1-0 lead now. They're over Ellenwood in set two. They need that. Valley Heights with it. JCN still off the court right now in the set transition. And a block up front by Ellenwood, Bryn Widener. It's now 1-1 in set two for Ellenwood and Valley Heights. So right now, JCN Hillsboro going through a set transition. Hillsboro secured set 125-26. Set two now, or 25-16. Set two now becomes a must win for the JCN Chargers. Before they say winner takes all set three. And here's Ava Smith for Valley Heights with spike. It's handled well. Now dug back across here to the Ellenwood side. The four getting put away by Ellenwood Eagles. Megan Widener with 3 kills against JCN. Ellenwood now retakes the lead. 2-1 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. Back to serve here. Bryn Widener, the sophomore. Step in the front row. Josie Parker nearly puts it away there on the kill, but good defensive effort in the back line by the Eagles. And continually, they do it, and they just defend another good spike by Ava Smith. Here's another try for Smith. She goes in the back row, and that time she connects. Ava Smith now stopping Valley Heights by Ellenwood early 2-2 in set two. Mentioned that Valley Heights, they lost that one, 25-16. Got to win set number two here to force a winner-take-all set number three. Valley Heights sends over the serve, and they get the ace. A dime down the middle aisle by none other than Valley Heights' Caitlin Henry, who was able to record just one ace yesterday at Conway Springs. And now she does it again. Back-to-back aces now here for Henry. He's got 3 here in the state tournament for Valley Heights. Valley Heights are up 4-2 in set two over Ellenwood, sliding at the top of the net. Ellenwood, Valley Heights, is coming away with a kill on the far side. And Olivia Batson Valley Heights 4, Ellenwood 3 in set number 2. Must win set 2 for Valley Heights. We reaching our focus and attention to JCN and Hillsboro in set 2, the third place match. Hillsboro, they're 2-6 set 1, 25-16. Must win set here for JCN in set 2. The front of the top of the net. A huge block up front by Annalie Bell. JCN takes the early quick lead here, 1-0 over Hillsboro. Quinn Blattner on the serve for JCN. Getting it over. Hillsboro over the top of the double block. JCN, far side, straight, going against the double block, and they're still going. Oh my gosh, what a save there on the near from Hillsboro. And that time, Frick says, all right, he didn't give me the point that time. Watch me come back right at you with a quicker fastball. So going from the 95 to the 105. Frick puts down the kill. JCN leads set 2 now, 2-0. He's got now 2 kills in this match, 3 aces. JC looking on their side. Bell, deep set push to the back line. Really on the 10-foot line. Under the net it goes by both. Didn't have enough under JCN. And they come out on top early. He gets killed for him. Set 2, 3-0. Valley Heights, they're up on Ellenwood, 7-3 in set 2. This is a must-win set for them. Amos Smith, a big spike. Now here's Ellenwood. They send it back across for Valley Heights to work with. Upside, here's Amos Smith again. And it is defended decently well. And Valley Heights gets the point. They're now a major 3 in the state championship game in the second set for Ellenwood. And so we call a timeout. JCN, and now a 3-1. Hillsboro scores the first point. That's set 2. JCN gets it here on the service cross. They're strict against the double block. Here, Hillsboro with it. Left side between the wickets there on the big power shot. That seems to be restless. We called her a lot. We will continue to call her. We just put down her 7th kill here against the Chargers. That's now 3-2. JCN scores the 1-point lead. Back-to-back points go right about by Hillsboro. Rush at the top of the net, and here they're going to call Hillsboro into the net. JCN now up by 2, 4-2. Still timeout on the floor on the other side. In the state championship game, it's 5-2-way. Valley Heights, 8, Ellenwood, 3. Valley Heights, needing to win set 2 to force the winner to all set 3. Same thing here at the third place match. It's good set JCN needs to win the second set. If you're a setting here, JCN, it's a 4-3. Hillsboro now only down by 1. Set number 2. Back to serve. There's Daisy Klein, the junior. She had an ace in set 1. See what she can do behind the service line here. She gets this one across. Bell, picking up far side. Serena Johnson, popping it over. Here's in the front row, left side. Rats, a big power hit. That one's only the score saver. And Rats, again, continues to be a terror here for the Chargers. She is at 9 total kills here for the Hillsboro Trojans. It is 4 all. Christiana Hillsboro in set 2. Bell, and I believe they got Bell actually underneath the net. No, they got her under it. Hillsboro now takes the lead 5-4. We're down 4-2. And they've scored 3 out of the last 4. Hillsboro up by 1, 5-4. Trick, setting up on the left, Weiser. Now it's deflected back to JCN. Here's Serena Johnson, here's the block. Right back at JCN. Here's Serena Johnson, again. That time she gets through the double block. That slip over the top of it, JCN. Still keeping it alive, great save by Trick. Three ball set over by Serena Johnson. Dink across. Nice left-hand solo dig there by Strick. As now she's got the spike attempt. Couldn't put it down the back row. Up front, Radzlip over the top. Nice dig in the middle aisle. Here's JCN. Another spike across. Good rally between these two teams right now. Radzlip, her fourth try on this. It's deflected right back. Deep set push. Backside. And they're going to finally call. Hillsboro into the net. It gives the point for JCN. We're tied at 5 all. In set 2 between JCN and Hillsboro, It is 9-7. Valley Heights over Ellenwood in set two. Ellenwood starting to come back after that timeout they called. Valley Heights is very starting to run away with that. Now Ellenwood down by one. Yeah, Hillsboro, after getting it, producing, getting it side, is able to separate it by one again. Hillsboro now up 6-5 over JCN. Back to serve there and Reed, the senior. Here are the righties. They're in from the left corner portion of the back service line. Sailing it over, but now here a free ball by Kenneth Johnson. And JCN to Hillsboro. That back, JCN. Here's Frick into the net. Hillsboro now taking a 7-5 lead after the hitting error by Frick. Hillsboro now up by two. Going back down the center side is Jason Kleiner Jr. Ellwood is now tied it at 9-all in set two. Valley Heights wins that flat. Now Valley Heights, they take a timeout and Susan Steinfurt. Still on the third place side of the court. Here with it, Hillsboro. Quick set in the middle, deflected, blocked up front, Lindsey Martin. Martin Mania up front. He had 10 blocks yesterday. The 5'11 junior did in her three matches against Conway Springs, Valley Heights, and Oakley. He has done very well with her height and vertical leap as an upperclassman here to lead JCN in blocks. Here, JCN, right as they get the point, they get a service error, hands that ball right back to Hillsboro. JCN, after making it 7-6, down by one, now they're down by two, 8-6, Hillsboro. The must-win set two for the Jefferson County and North Chargers. Chargers receive the serve. Thompson taps it over. JCN gets it right back here. Bell, far side, set up, off its double block, back to JCN's side. Here's Lindsey Martin, right back again from the double block, but this time it's deflected back here on the Hillsboro side. Well, Thompson jumps up for it, just hits the back line. It's picked up by Lodero and Worth. And Bell goes too deep to the right side of the diagonal spike. It makes it 8-7. JCN only down by one. Ellenwood is now taking the lead now after tying it 9-9. They're now 10-9. Right ahead here of the Valley Heights Mustangs, and Ava Smith comes up with a big spike on the far side. She ties it 10-all here in set number two, a must-win set two for Valley Heights. That goes Borrow against JCN. Bell with it for the Chargers. A dink on a back set. It was a really nice fake there. Hillsboro scrambling with it, getting it over his boat now, over the top of a double block. Schritt here, deep set to the left to Thompson, but Thompson didn't time or jump it well enough. Hillsboro now takes the 9-7 lead. So taking here the 9-7 lead, heading back to serve. Will be Ella Potacek, the junior. Running it over, ACN, Thompson, back at her. Frick, the pump. Here, putting it over. Bell, out for Hillsboro, behind the 10-foot line. Short set, back to JCN. Thompson, the right-hand punch, sideways style. Going to Will Smith. And now, 9-8. JCN went down by one to Hillsboro. Lake and Kramer back to serve over the net. Hillsboro now with it, setting up here the left side. Blocked right back here to the Trojans, but the Chargers have it in their front court. Here, now far to Thompson. Does she get the kill? No, being able to save it there. The Hillsboro Trojans, that was another chance here for Thompson, but it's a bad set to her. It gets away. Hillsboro now 10-8 over JCN. Ellenwood and Valley Heights are tied 12-all in set two, a must-win set two for Valley Heights. They lost out one against Ellenwood, 25-16. Valley Heights now looks to be 13-12 in that set two for the state championship. Back to the third-place match from 2A. ACN Hillsboro, deep set, left side, and a point, but down by Kingsley Ratcliffe. She's able to get it done in any way possible here for the Trojans. as Hillsborough takes the 11-8 lead. Hillsborough, here with it now. Maya Wirth, hanging over, restrict, short set, the front court line, nice take by Hillsborough. Upside, bought over the double block, picked up in the back row by Serena Johnson with a good dig. Here's now Dobson responding from the back court is Ratcliffe, and man, she was 4 foot behind the 10-foot line. Turning that from midway in the back row, she got a kill. She really can get it done anywhere. And now a timeout here is called by David Schuler. And Jefferson County North, they are down 12-8 here in this set. Similarly to set one, JCO was down 12-8 at one point, but they didn't call a timeout until they were down 14-8. Still recalls timeout a little earlier here now, though. Set number two, the must-win set two for JCN, as they lost set one, 25-16 to Hillsborough. Hillsborough has this lead, 12-8. Changing our focus, looking at the left side of the court now. Ellenwood Valley Heights, 14-all. Must win set two for Valley Heights in the state championship. And an ace! And that is Mia Vermitten, who was able to put that beautiful liner and drop that dime. Now it's Ellenwood, Valley Heights on their side now. Paige Miller, Ava Smith, back row, picked up on libero by Ellenwood. Maxwell got a set up there, but it's here to Valley Heights. Parker, deep line. That one could have probably been let go, but Ellenwood chose to keep it alive. But regardless, they get the point. Olivia Batsman on the big, bad spike. It's now 15 off Valley Heights and Ellenwood. Coming out of the timeout, David Schuler timeout from JCN. Hillsborough 12, JCN 8. JCN must have been set 2. Here's Stops at the top of the net, deflected. In the back court, on the right side, another deflection here from JCN to Hillsborough. They put it back across, though, on a short set. Here's Bell, Thompson, blocked up front. Kayla Ghost, the senior, the four-year starter. She came into the state tournament with over 75 blocks, as well over 80. Here in Class 2A, Dodge City State Tournament. She's done well. And here with Libero and Maya Wirth drops an ace in the short court. Hillsborough now takes the lead here. After the David Schuler timeout, they score back-to-back points. After the JCN timeout, it's now 14-8. And it looks like he gets another. Worth back-to-back aces. Still some treats up to the candy bowl for Worth. Nothing from candy going back in the back court there, but JCA will call another timeout. They called their first timeout down 12-8, but they left 3 straight points. David Schuler calls the other one, tries to readjust his team here. Get some calm, cool, and collected. Hillsborough up 15-8 over JCN. Right now here, Ellenwood Valley Heights in the front court. Paige Miller sets up Ava Smith! And it is down! For the kill, Ava Smith, well over 60 kills in this state tournament, and over 450 kills this season as a senior, looking to commit to a local community college. And here, Ellenwood got to shoot the kill as well. It's 1916, excuse me. Ellenwood over Valley Heights. Going back here at the timeout. JCN, a score point. That ends the run by Hillsborough. There's a 1 point there. 9-8. And then Hillsborough, they scored 6 straight. They get 15-8. JCN, they unfork it. It's now 15-9. Here the ace from Lynn Blattner in the back row for JCN. It's now 15-10. Hillsborough still up 5-5. Letting out Bout and off the left arm of Weiser on the double block. He puts down the kill. On Bout does the senior. For the Trojans, the 16. Now the 10. For Hillsborough with JCN. 9 points away for Hillsborough to secure the third place matchup by Toulé. And Strick striking it straight into the net for JCN. It's now 17-10. Hillsborough over JCN. Ellenwood is only up by one now to Valley Heights. 19-18 in the state championship game. Now make it 20-18. A service ace. So behind the back court line, Olivia Batchman, a junior, is 20-18 now. Ellenwood, 5 points away from winning the first ever state title in program history over Valley Heights. Valley Heights not trying to look to finish his back-to-back season runner-up, but here they just might. But back here to the right side of the court, JCN Hillsborough, the third place match. Strick putting it deep and long. Hillsborough now up 18-11 to JCN in this second set. JCN lost set one, 25-16. Cannot afford to lose a set two. Gotta win it. Come back, grind it out. Okay, so winner takes all. Set number three. Lots of excitement right behind me left side. Ellenwood now only 4 points away from the state championship. 21-19 here over Valley Heights. A chance here to take the first in program history. Can they do it? Valley Heights. They set up Parker, deflected right back. Here's Ty, me and Vermitten. They're fighting up in the front court with it. And Smith in the back row nearly puts the spike down. They're going back at it. And on JCN's side here, they have it. And that is a spike put down the front row by Hillsborough. And learn about once again. Hillsborough now up 19-11. Substitution change for JCN off to the near, but Ellenwood Valley Heights still going at it on this long rally. It continues. Mia Vermitten into the net goal. 22-19. Valley Heights, Susan Feinfeld has to call a timeout. Both teams will step aside, but we'll step right back into the third place match as Ratcliffe stepping to the side and dropping a dime with a kill. Oh, the Chargers. It's now 20-11. Hillsborough over JCN, the 9-point lead. Here for the Trojans. 5 points away from securing the third place match in the 2A state tournament. And an ace for Wirtz. He's got three in the set alone. Excuse me, that's not Wirtz. That is Queen, who has her second of the set. Both Wirtz and Queen both have two aces in the set. Strick popping it over the net. Set up right in the middle. Deep set here. Handling is JCN. Bell. Strick off the double block, but Hillsborough. They got one more try to get it over. Ratcliffe does. And the 10-foot line. Lincoln Kramer. The bump. The spike. But Hillsborough able to defend. They send back a deep push. Bell setting. Strick fighting. Terrorizing. And securing the kill. That is 21-11. JCN down by 10. Ellenwood here only up by 2 to Valley Heights. And a must-win set 2 for the Mustangs. 22-20. Valley Heights down by 2. They need to win that set. Near a block from JCN. It's deflected back to their side. A deep set. Karina Johnson, the team hurdles around her from that massive play. Now it is 21-13. And on the other side in the state championship game, it is 22-21. Ellenwood up by one over Valley Heights. Here's a deep set over on the JCN side of the court, though, by Hillsborough. Here with it, set up left side, Ratcliffe, and she puts it in. 4-2. Hillsborough, 22, JCN 13. Ellenwood 23, Valley Heights 21. State championship game by up. Third place match to my right, JCN and Hillsborough. And this 2A third place match. The serve is over to JCN. They almost aren't able to handle the serve, but they get it over. More excitement from the near crowd. Ellenwood now on match point, 24-28 over Valley Heights. JCN, Lindsay Martin off the fourth hit. It gives the point to Hillsborough. These games might just end simultaneously. Hillsborough looking to secure the third place match. And Ellenwood looking to secure the state championship. They're up 24-21 in Valley Heights. And that one almost comes to the corner. Yes, it does! Ellenwood secures his first ever state title in school history. It happens in 2025. Odo Valley Heights Mustangs, 25-16, 25-21 in straight sets. A back here to the right side of the score, the third place match between Hillsborough and Jefferson County North. At 23-14, Hillsborough leads over JCN. Setting it into the net, Hillsborough. They fight it, and a three ball has to get sent over. JCN has time to handle it, though. They'll send the short serve, short set, I should say, here, over to Hillsborough. Deflected at the top, and Ratcliffe, man, she has continued to be dominant here for Hillsborough. Another still fifth in this set alone. She had seven in the first. She has 12 here total against JCN. It's 24-14. And now it is match set for the third place match. Ellenwood just secured their first state title in program history with a sweep over Valley Heights. Then Hillsborough secured a third-place title over JCN. Here's Riley Thompson, and she gets into the net. Hillsborough secures it in two sets, 25-16, 25-14. The Ellenwood Eagles win the state title in straight sets against Valley Heights in Class 2A. And the Hillsborough Trojans win in straight sets over the Jefferson County North Chargers here in the third place match in the Class of 2A. We're going to take a long break, step aside here. We'll come back for our final post-game recap here on 103.9 KNDA, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Dan Rappler here with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. After all, our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve the unique needs of farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. This is Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes, and I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage that meets your needs. Call me to schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos, so that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here one final time on MSC Sports Radio Network here on 103.9 KNZA. Right now they are doing the ceremony rounding. Right now they are awarding all the placements of the teams. Again, Jefferson County North State placed fourth in Class 2A. Berlin is in third place. Match win over JCM and secured the third place finish. Valley Heights, they will once again finish as a runner-up back-to-back years here in Class 2A, and Ellenwood will secure their first ever state championship title in program history ever. Their best finish up to this point was fourth, and that was a year ago and back in 2021. So congratulations there to the Ellenwood Eagles, the first time in school history here ever in any classification winning a state title. It's an amazing accomplishment for them to have. Valley Heights, unfortunately, finishing as a runner-up back-to-back years of man. Susan Steinfort, she's had incredible teams coming to the program. Still there, unfortunate. Losing in straight sets, 25-16, 25-21. Hillsborough, they beat JCN 25-16 and 25-14. JCN, again, great head coach, David Schuler. They only will lose one senior in Riley Thompson, a 5'7 senior. She had a tremendous and a phenomenal run here in the state tournament. Had well over 20 kills in it. She's finished the season with well over 300 kills. And again, just an overall great all-time player here for this Jefferson County team. They will return a lot of firepower next season. A lot of great seniors will come in. A lot of great juniors. They're going to have a really solid team next year, and they will also look to come back to this point. Valley Heights, they have the same situation. They'll have a lot of great returning players. They'll have a lot of seniors, though, graduating. Josie Ponker, Davis Smith, just some of the few there that are going to be some of the top ones graduating from this team, but they will have a lot of, also don't forget me and Vermitton. So three of those I just mentioned, Vermitton, Smith, and Parker, are all seniors who parked well over 150 kills this season, Smith over 400, and Vermitton over 250. So a lot of great players there graduating from Valley Heights, a lot of great players returning here to JCN, a lot of chance here at the next year's State 2A title. But again, real quick, recapping everything today here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We had Axel finish fourth in Class 1A Division 2. We had Lynn finish second as the runner-up down in Emporia. We had Hanover win that state title. We also had 103.9 earlier today. The Holton Wildcats finishing the runner-up in Class 3 in Hutchinson. And we had the Silver Lake Eagles win the 3A state title. A phenomenal team there. And a great year of coverage there for the Silver Lake Channel by Wade Gersher. And of course, here today, earlier, we had the Centralia Panthers finishing the state runner-up back-to-back years to Little River, the Redskins, and all hope for a chance to try to go and win a second straight state basketball championship, potentially a rematch there against Little River to get another revenge game, just like last year when they lost in volleyball, but then won in basketball. This time, same situation, they're losing in volleyball. Maybe a chance to go back against them in basketball, but we'll see. But again, the final here, Ellenwood Eagles coming away with the state title, the first in program history. Valley Heights, the runner-up. JCN placing fourth, and Hillsborough Trojans placing third and taking the third-place match in Class 2A. Thank you all for listening, tuning in to all of our aerial coverage across all of our stations, keeping tuned in with us. I'm Crendon Prophet, Chance back at studio. This is the final time down here from the United Wireless Arena at Dodge City, Kansas. You've been tuned in to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.